Through me, forbidden voices. Voices of sexes and lusts. Voices veiled, and I remove the veil. Voices indecent by me clarified and transfigured. I do not press my fingers across my mouth. I keep as delicate around the bowels as another the head and the heart. Copulation is no more rank to me than death is. I believe in the flesh and the appetites. Seeing, hearing, feeling are miracles. And each part and tag of me is a miracle. Divine am I inside and out. And I make holy whatever I touch or am touched by. The scent of these armpits, aroma finer than prayer. This head more than churches, Bibles, and all the creeds. What do you think has become of the young and old men? And what do you think has become of the women and children? They are alive and well somewhere. The smallest sprout shows there's hardly no death. And if ever there was, it led forward life and does not wait at the end to arrest it and cease the moment life appeared. All goes onward and outward. Nothing collapses. And to die is different from what anyone supposed, and luckier. As I lay with my head in your lap, my friend, the confession I made, I resume. What I said to you in the open air, I resume. I know I am restless and make others so. I know my words are weapons full of danger, full of death. For I confront peace, security, and all the settled laws to unsettle them. I am more resolute because all have denied me than I could ever have been had all accepted me. I heed not and have never heeded either experience, cautions, majorities, nor ridicule. And the threat of what is called hell is of little or nothing to me. And the lure of what is called heaven is little or nothing to me. My friend, I confess I have urged you onward with me. And still urge you, without the least idea what our destination is, or whether we shall be victorious or utterly quelled and defeated. Gigantic beauty of a stallion, fresh and responsive to my caresses. Head high in the forehead, wide between the ears. Limbs glossy and supple, tail dusting the ground. Eyes full of sparkling wickedness. Ears finely cut, flexibly moving. His nostrils dilate as my heels embrace him. His well-built limbs tremble with pleasure as we race around and return. I'll but use you a minute, then I'll resign you, stallion. Why do I need your paces when I myself outgallop them? Even as I stand or sit, passing faster than you. We two boys together clinging, one the other never leaving. Up and down the roads going north and south, excursions making. Power enjoying, elbows stretching, fingers clutching. Armed and fearless, eating, drinking, sleeping, loving. No law less than ourselves owing. Sailing, soldiering, thieving, threatening. Misers, menials, priests alarming. Air breathing, water drinking. On the turf or the sea beach dancing. Cities wrenching. Ease scorning, statues mocking, feebleness chasing. Fulfilling our foray. Ages and ages returning at intervals, undestroyed, wandering immortal. Lusty, phallic, with the potent original loins perfectly sweet. I, chanter of Vedanic songs. Through the new garden, the west, the great city's calling, deliberate. Deliriate. Thus prelude what is generated, offering these, offering myself, bathing my songs in sex, offspring of my loins. As I walked home about sunset, I saw in 14th Street a very young soldier, thinly clad, standing near the house I was to enter. I stopped a moment in front of the door and called him to me. Somehow I got thinking today of young men's death, not at all sadly or sentimentally. Gravely, realistically, perhaps a little artistically. Who is there to whom the theme does not come home? And I don't know how it may be to others, but to me, not only is there nothing gloomy or depressing in such cases, on the contrary, as reminiscences, I find them soothing, bracing, tonic. Out of the rolling ocean, the crowd came to drop gently on me, whispering, I love you. Before long, I die. I have traveled a long way merely to look on you, to touch you. For I could not die till I once looked on you. For I feared I might afterward lose you. And now we've met, and we've looked. We're safe. Return in peace to the ocean, my love. I too am part of that ocean. We are not so much separated. Behold the great rondure, the cohesion of all, how perfect it is. But as for me, for you, the irresistible sea is to separate us. As for an hour carrying us diverse, it cannot carry us diverse forever. Be not impatient. A little space. Know you, I salute the air, the ocean, and the land. Every day at sundown. For your dear sake. 28 young men bathe by the shore. 28 young men and all so friendly. 28 years of womanly life and all so lonesome. She owns the fine house by the rise of the bank. She hides, handsome and richly dressed, behind the blinds of the window. Which of the young men does she like the best? Ah, the homeliest of them is beautiful to her. Where are you off to, lady? For I see you. You splash in the water there, yet stay stock still in your room. Dancing and laughing along the beach came the 29th bather. The rest did not see her, but she saw them and loved them. The beards of the young men glistened with wet. It ran from their long hair, little streams passed all over their bodies. An unseen hand also passed their bodies. It descended tremblingly from their temples and ribs. The young men float on their backs, their white bellies bulged to the sun. They did not ask who seized fast to them. They do not know who puffs and declines with pendant and bending arch. They do not think whom they souse with spray.